Well, I thought I heard that Natchez whistle moan.
More than half a century ago, Ben Lucian Berman began writing stories about the Mississippi, and he gives no sign of slowing down. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Berman, now in his late 80s, is the author of the popular Catfish Bend stories for children. The seventh will be out in April. Berman was born in the Ohio River town of Covington, Kentucky. Just before World War I, he entered Harvard.
I graduated in 1920. I should have graduated in 17, but I'm one of those people that got all involved in the war. I thought it was wonderful to go off and die for your country. I was hit in the Second Battle of the Marne, and that changed my life. I was flat on my back for a year and a half.
After the war, Ben Lucian Berman signed on with the New York World as a reporter, and he began knocking out crime tales for the pulps.
My first novel came out in 1929, and that was called Mississippi, and that was filmed by Universal with Lou Ayres. And then, of course, I did Steamboat Round the Bend in 35 with Will Rogers.
His first Catfish Bend book was in 1952, High Water at Catfish Bend.
It was a satire on government inefficiency. You see, I'm an old, tough newspaper man, so I'm a very satirical guy. I think I'm a cynical optimist or a genial cynic.
Well, I thought I heard that Natchez whistle blow.
Ben Lucian Berman, his Catfish Bend stories prompted the state of Mississippi to erect a plaque at the site of the river where the creatures of Berman's imagination reside.
Well, I thought I heard that Natchez whistle blow.
More on Catfish Bend next on BookBeat. I'm Don Swain.
Out on the river, on Christmas Eve.
Ben Lucian Berman's first Catfish Bend story for children came out in 1952, and he is still writing them. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Berman, now in his late 80s, already had a reputation in the 1930s as the author of Mississippi, Steamboat Round the Bend, and Blow for a Landing.
My wife was my illustrator, and one day she said to me, "Look, I'm tired of just being an artist that does chapter headings. I want some scope." So I said, "Okay, I'll give you some scope." And I dreamed up the Catfish Bend stories. But I said to Alice, "Don't expect very much out of these. If we sell 6,000 or 8,000, we'll be lucky."
The Catfish Bend stories have sold over 1.25 million copies in 11 languages. Ben Lucian Berman was born in Covington, Kentucky, along the Ohio River. When he returned after World War I in Harvard, the river had changed.
It had become industrialized. So then I went down to New Orleans, Memphis, and the lower river. I became a Cub pilot in 1927 and continued on the Tennessee Belle off and on till about 1938, when she sank.
In October, the state of Mississippi erected a plaque along the river 15 miles north of Baton Rouge to commemorate the Catfish Bend stories.
Catfish Bend exists in my mind only. As far as I know, it's the only creation making real an imaginary place in this country.
And muddy water, never comes clear.
Ben Lucian Berman, veteran of World War I, newspaper reporter, war correspondent, writer of pulp stories, composer of novels, traveler, steamboat pilot, and author of the Catfish Bend stories. The latest will be out in April.
Out on the river, on Christmas.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.
Out on the river,
on Christmas Eve,
on Christmas Eve.